Episode 1887, How to Support Your Immune System.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Okay, I know. It's almost mid-March, and you're like, spring break's here, and I flip on the TV, and I've got all this stuff going on. Take a deep breath. It's Wellness Wednesday. Let's talk about how to support your immune system. You got this. You can live your healthy lifestyle. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what are you doing to promote a healthy lifestyle? A change in season requires you to look at how to support your immune system. Spring, allergies, and viruses, oh my, your body needs to be ready from the inside out. Now, I know there is a lot going on right now all over the world. You know, it's not the big C as in cancer. No, it's the coronavirus, COVID-19. And that has brought about a lot of crazy things happening out there. Because of social media, because our world is so small due to technology, which is a great thing, that means there's a lot of stuff that's fiction out there, a lot of false information. Yet there's also a lot of factual information. So today, I want you to take a deep breath, and we're going to break down a few things so that you can continue living an incredible life, the life that God designed you to live. There is no reason for panic. It's all about being prepared. So let's start by beefing up your immune system. Now, there are many nutrients that impact the immune system, which I know you're very familiar with. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E. However, there are some you don't know or you don't really hear much about, but they're essential to your overall well-being. So let's talk about how we can strengthen and support that immune system. There's three main ones that I want to talk about today, zinc being one of them. Zinc is an essential mineral for a healthy immune system as it supports cellular activity, healing wounds, and normal growth. Zinc also acts as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So foods that are high in zinc are eggs, red meat, preferably grass-fed beef or lamb, chickpeas, cashews, almonds, hemp seeds, and pumpkin seeds. Plus, there's many more things. That's just to name a few. So add zinc in to your diet. Another one is selenium. It is a necessary mineral to fight seasonal sickness. Oh yeah, you know exactly what we're talking about here, right? The colds. If you have some spring allergies and things like that that seem to have the yucky stuff of colds, those viruses, yes, then up your selenium. It also helps to counteract the aging of the immune system. So as you get wiser, your immune system stays a little younger. How awesome is that? You get older, but your immune system gets younger. Oh, I'm all for it. Brazil nuts are actually one of the richest sources of selenium. You don't need a ton a day, like only two or three. So if you're into Brazil nuts, then you can purchase some of those. They are yummy, good, but you don't need a lot. Now, something else, some other things you can eat are eggs. Have you noticed here? Eggs have been mentioned almost every time. Eggs, salmon, beef, and turkey, including sunflower seeds, brown rice, mushrooms, and spinach. All of these are great sources of selenium. Now, the third one I want to talk about is vitamin A. Now, this vitamin is special. It packs a punch for an incredible immune system. It keeps your mucous membranes that cover your internal organs strong, so infection is what? Kept out. And that's what we want. Vitamin A is also important for proper functioning of immune cells and for the generation of antibody responses to specific antigens. So, where can you find these? Well, guess what I'm going to say again? Eggs. If you can handle eggs, get some eggs. There are so many different ways you can make eggs. So utilize them, all right? They're a great source. meat, fish, and organs like liver. I know, if you're like, I don't eat liver. That's okay. Eat your eggs instead. Also, another thing for vitamin A, eat colorful vegetables, deep green, yellow, and orange vegetables. Kale, spinach, carrots, and sweet potatoes all are wonderful. Remember, food is medicine. So even though we've got a lot going on in our life, and maybe you've been to the grocery store or the big box stores, I went now 2 days ago, and believe it or not, they were out of toilet paper. I'm like, seriously? And we're not even in a crazy area of where things are wild with what's happening with COVID-19. So understand that this is not a time to panic. It's a time for us to put on our thinking caps. Reminds me of what my grandmother would say. Now, Christiane, just put on your thinking cap. Think about what you're going to say before you do it. Think through this a little bit, girl. You got common sense. Use it. Yes, Grandma, got it. We need to utilize our common sense. So, number one, what are you feeding your body? That is going to help your immune system. If you decide that you're going to just stay home because either you're not feeling well, which is great, stay home if you're not feeling well. And you're like, oh, but I'm going to just empty out my pantry because I can. And you're just going to slowly eat things, not throw it away, but actually eat them. And if it's a lot of junk stuff, why are you putting that in your body? If you're eating junk, what do you think is going to come out? Junk. So when you are eating food, be intentional about what you're putting in your body, especially if you know that you are prone to viruses, whether it's because of your age, whether it's because of your health conditions that you already have. Make sure you're feeding your body the best that you can feed it. Now, one thing I want to tell you about food. If you're sitting here thinking I'm going to stock up on some things just in case if I can't get to the grocery store for a week, look at your frozen foods. If you have a deep freezer or enough freezer space, look for vegetables that are frozen, fruits that are frozen. Those are great things to buy in your bags, in the frozen food section. Their nutrition and efficacy is just as good if you're eating real and raw vegetables fresh. So buy those. They will last longer than bananas sitting on your counter. Yeah, they might look great and they'll taste great for a few days, but in another 10 days, they may not be so great. But those bananas in the freezer, oh yeah, you can still use them. So again, think about common sense, right? Take my grandmother's advice and use your common sense. Put on your thinking cap. Every single time she said that, I was like, she never gave me a thinking cap. I wonder what it would look like. Okay, so back on task. So when we're talking about food, right? Feed your body good. Now, everybody's wondering, what about COVID-19, the coronavirus? You want to make sure you are separating fact from fiction. Period. End of story. I hope that you are using your thinking cap right now and you are going to places that has the actual facts right. And the two places I want to send you, which will actually take you to the same place, is cdc.gov. Or you can also type in coronavirus.gov. Now, both of those are going to be in the show notes. It's going to give you a whole list of information. So when you go to the cdc.gov and you click on that, it's going to bring you up to the Centers for Disease Control. When you click on the coronavirus.gov, you're going to see something that says coronavirus 2019. And in parentheses, it says COVID-19. Right at the very top, dead center in the middle of that very top page, it says from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. You can download what you need to know about keeping workplaces, homes, schools, and commercial establishments safe. You click on that link and it will bring you up to 4 PDFs. It talks about how to practice good hygiene, meeting and traveling, how you can be careful when doing so, how to handle food carefully, staying home if you need to. Again, when you're talking about schools, it talks about large activities and gatherings. And if you are feeling sick, guess what? It doesn't matter whether you're going to school, to work, you're flying, stay home. Stay home. There's no reason to spread unnecessary things. So let's talk about some lifestyle basics for healthy living when it comes specifically to, yes, COVID-19, the coronavirus, and also any other virus that you're going to handle. You need to be doing this even if coronavirus, COVID-19 didn't exist, because it's flu season. Whether you got a flu shot or not, you need to be practicing these lifestyle basics for healthy living. First one, wash hands frequently. I mean, that one is said over and over and over again. Now, if you are treating someone who is sick, I would recommend using disposable paper towels to dry your hands with. However, if you're like us, we have a big family. Do you know how many paper towels we would be going through? Yeah. So what I would recommend, and what we are doing here at our home, is give everybody a different color hand towel. Then you can wash those towels, throw them in the wash, bring it back out again after you dry them, obviously, and everybody has a clean towel for the day to use. Now, if you need to, you could probably extend it 2 or 3 days, but if there is possible sickness in your household, doesn't matter what kind of virus it is, then you want to wash those very frequently, okay? Again, put on your thinking cap. Wash your hands frequently, at least 20 seconds. So sing yourself a song, a cute song. It can be happy birthday. But you know, if I sing myself happy birthday every single time I wash my hands, I'm going to get old very, very quickly. So I'm probably going to pick a different song. Just saying. I hope that made you smile. So wash hands. Wash your hands. Wait, did I tell you? Wash your hands. Another thing you need to do is to stay hydrated. Your immune system cannot do its job if you are not hydrated. You need to be drinking water. No, not pop, not soda, not Kool-Aid, not milk, not coffee, not Frappuccino, Rapabuena, whatever's. None of that. You need water. Stay hydrated. The more water you can drink, the better off, number one, you'll feel, the more energy you will have, and your cells from the inside out will work much better. So if I said there are only 2 things that you needed to do in life, it'd be wash your hands and stay hydrated. 100% hands down, okay? The third one we've already talked about, eating well. What you put into your body is what is feeding your body. So how are you fueling it? Go back. If you're like, oh, I really didn't listen, I tuned it out, go back and listen to some great foods. The number one I mentioned almost every single time when we talked about the 3s, selenium, vitamin A, and zinc, was what? Eggs. Eggs is an incredible source of nutrition. One little round thing, a lot of big bang for a little buck. So get those eggs, eat them, experience different ways to enjoy them. Now, if you're allergic to eggs, there are other things that you can eat, obviously. The main thing here is eat a colorful plate. If your plate is all the same color, you probably need to look again. You don't want to be eating all the same color. Make sure you have a colorful rainbow on your plate and you're enjoying it. That's another thing for my grandma. She always said, Christiane, eat a colorful plate. Another thing we need to do is get good rest. If your body is not able to get rid of the toxins, and that's what happens when you sleep, it cannot heal itself. So if you're running yourself ragged all the time, it's not a good situation. So wash your hands frequently, stay hydrated, eat healthy, eat that rainbow plate, get good rest. So you got to sleep 7 to 9 hours minimum. And then if you notice that you are sneezing or coughing, be sure that you're doing it appropriately into your elbow, not into your hands. And preferably, if you actually have something to catch it, do that too. However, if you do catch it in a tissue and your hand caught it, guess what you need to do? Wash those hands again. Don't assume that everything's on there, because with viruses, a lot of them are transferred how? By water droplets. And so if that stays on your hands and you go to touch something, what are you doing? You're spreading any virus, not just the coronavirus, COVID-19, anything. You don't want to spread germs, period, end of story. So practice coughing into your elbow. If you have younger children, make it a game. Tell them you're playing peekaboo. Every single time you cough, it's like you hide yourself and then you go peekaboo after you're done with the cough or the sneeze. It's a lot cuter, a lot more fun. And then it's not like, oh, I have to do that, Mom. No, it becomes a game. And hey, who doesn't need a game every now and then? One thing you need to know, if you are sick and you think you have the virus, call your medical provider, your physician, before going to the office. They may have a routine they want you to do. They may say, don't come here, we're sending you somewhere else. So be sure to call in advance. They may actually have you come to the office, but they want you to stay in your car. So help everybody by, again, putting on your thinking cap and call in advance. Also, I really want to encourage you that this is not a time, number one, to panic. We need to be prepared. But when we're prepared, we also need to be patient. Our medical providers out there, they are working on the front lines and they are doing the best that they can. They are learning things because it's changing. It's a very fluid situation, meaning that 1 hour it can be one thing, the next hour it can be something else. So when you have questions and you're calling and you need assistance, do not sit there and yell at them. They are doing the best that they can. So really operate with patience, extra patience. Put that thinking cap on and put patience in your heart. And a lot of love will go a long way. We're all in this together. Now, another thing they're recommending is that we practice social distancing, meaning that we keep this 3-foot barrier from us. My thing is if you think you're sick, don't go out, period, end of story. I mean, just don't do it. Don't go to the grocery store. Don't go anywhere. Call somebody. I'm sure if you think that you're sick and you were to text somebody or call somebody and say, hey, I need a gallon of milk, I bet you they'd say, I'm more than happy to go get it so you don't spread anything, and I will just text you and leave it at your front door, and then I'll leave and you can come get it. Easy, right? And even then, you probably can still have a conversation. You may just not want to enter the house if you're the one dropping off the gallon of milk. Thinking cap again. But if you are going to be in crowded areas, practice those social distancing. You know, you can even do elbow bumps. You know what? Just smile and say hi. Eye-to-eye contact. Man, what a great way to up our communication and getting out of our phones. Pay attention to who's around you and what's going on. And finally, which we've already talked about this, practice some common sense. Really, when it comes down to what you're doing for your own life, for your family's life, practical common sense decisions are going to go a long way. For example, if you're traveling, number one, ask yourself, how essential is this travel? Do I really need to do it? Is it worth that possibility of me getting something? Maybe not. Maybe it's contacting your boss, finding other ways to do things. You need to figure out what's right for you and your family, but make sure you're really thinking it through, not just because, oh, well, yeah, I don't know. We spent the money and I don't know. Well, there's a lot of things that are happening with refunds or being able to get your money put towards another trip. So don't make assumptions. Practical common sense decisions comes by what? Doing your research and knowing the facts. If you live by assumptions, it's going to get you into trouble. So this is a time for us to come together. No panic needed. We need to prepare and we need to have patience. It's the triple P. And it's an awesome thing. It's a way for us to come together as one. Now, whether or not you're living overseas, there are some travel restrictions. There are some countries that are in quarantine right now. They're on lockdown. Please follow the advice of what your country is telling you to do. It's for your safety. Again, be informed, stay alert, and get the facts. Be very careful about what you find on social media. There is a lot of good that comes from it, but there's also a lot of bad that can be found on social media and even in your emails. Don't open up those emails that you think that say, oh, here is everything you need to know to save yourself from COVID-19, the coronavirus. No. A lot of those kind of crazy emails that are coming out are phishing scams. They're trying to get something from your computer or to get something from you, as in personal information, which they will use against you in this time of what? Supposed panic. Again, there's no reason to panic. And let me just tell you this. God's got you. How awesome is it to know that no matter what happens, your Heavenly Father is holding you? And that in itself should make you smile. That should ring joy in your heart. Now, there are lots of things that we can do to support our immune systems. So take the time, learn it, figure out, where am I lacking? Maybe you're not drinking enough water. Okay, let's start staying hydrated. Maybe you need to start going to bed on time. Oh, my alarm's going off. I need to go to bed. Get more rest. What a great excuse, unfortunately, to look at our health than when we have this virus that comes up that was unexpected. Sometimes we need to stop and reflect and understand how precious life is and that we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our family and we need to take care of our neighbors. So take a deep breath. This too shall pass. Go out today with a smile on your heart. Train for life. And love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.